Tell us about So Many Reasons.
Well, you know what? That was really, I heard him sing up in Baltimore. I didn't even realize he sang, you know, because he does a lot of that rapping, you know, with young people and things. I'm thinking, how could me and him ever, you know? But he sang a worship song, and I thought to myself, man, I'd love to do a song with him. And then after church, the pastor said, Kent said something to me like, he'd love to do a song with you. And I was like, hey, that's confirmation. So the So Many Reasons song, I love it because it just really expresses to people that, you know, he's made a way for you in the past. You can just go through the list of things that he's made a way for you. So many reasons to trust him. Okay, the situation you're going through right now, why not trust him now? What's the difference? So I love that. So many reasons to trust him, and over and over and over and over again. And so that's what I've done in my life. And I co-wrote this song with a couple other friends, and it's one of my favorites.
Being a psalmist, how passionate are you about being a psalmist?
Well, I am. I really got a revelation that he smiles when I worship. We cause him to rise to his feet. We affect him. I always say to whoever I'm in front of, listen, the miracle that you need in your life is on the other side of your worship. A lot of times people wait to be healed, wait to get their miracle, or wait to get their breakthrough, and then they're going to worship. But if they could realize, you know, find the strength to lift your hands, find the strength to lift your voice, begin to magnify him. And so I love to, you know, in any service that I'm in, I always find time to just kind of do a little worship 101 and to really kind of, some people really don't understand the importance and how praise and worship can change their life. And it's just, sometimes when I'm sharing, I just look around, it's like a light bulb goes off, you know, and they're like, wow, okay, wow, you know, that could happen through worship. And so I'm very passionate. I just love it. I was born to worship, that's for sure.
You and Troy, you guys have been married for a number of years without a child. How important was it to adopt this child, make this child your own, and to know that it is a biracial child?
Well, you know what? It's very important. We actually have two. We have a little Adley and Walker, and they're in the car with me right now. We're heading to little Adley's basketball. He's 4 years old. He's got tots. It's called Teams of Tomorrow, and they're playing halftime at the LSU basketball game. So they're in the car with me, so I might have to be able to use some choice words, you know, be careful what I say. But very, very important. I, 30 years old, getting married, wasn't able to have children. And it's really great because I do 98% black churches. So I love the fact that, you know, I have a biracial child. Also, you know, I have children. I have an orphanage in Africa. And I have children. I have, we have like 40 children over there.
Okay. Being on the road, does it take a toll on you?
You know what? I think I was born to do this. You know, a lot of people, they don't see how I do it, but I have a grace for it, you know. And it's been 21 years I've been traveling in 26 countries. So I really enjoy doing it, you know. I love it. I think, you know, I stay busy. I thank God, you know, I'm 46 now. We still get... The phone keeps ringing, even more so. I mean, it's crazy how my 2012 schedule is already coming together, and I just love it. I love leading people to friends of God, and I love to hear how, you know, I'm a people person, so I always go back to my product table at the end of a service, and I'm usually the last one person to leave the building because I love to hear testimonies of how the songs have touched their lives, and it's just very, very rewarding. I'm a people person.
Was it tough growing up as a PK?
Well, I would say we got all the blame, you know. But I always say we always learn all of our things from the Saints kids.
Hey.
We always got spanking for the Saints kids. But anyway, no, I'm thankful that I was raised up in a preacher's home. My father and mother were great men and women of God, and they lived what they preached, and I love that. You know, my dad would preach something at church, And he implemented at home. He wasn't two different people. He lived the life. And so I had a great example. I know some people, they might not have that same testimony as preacher's kids, but I did. My father and mother, I mean, they lived it, and they lived what they preached. And they're both gone on to be with the Lord. My mother's been gone about 5 years, and my father about 20 years. So I'm so thankful that God gave me wonderful parents.
How hard is it being an artist? Do you have those days where sometimes you might want to just give it up, throw in a towel, or is everything just great every day?
No, things aren't great every day. I'll be honest with you. You know, have you ever heard the preacher say he quits every Sunday night after church is over? He quits because he's so tired. And I know there are times that, you know, I say, listen, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired in my body. I'm not always, you know, but I know that's just, you know, that's just the flesh or whatever, but I get rested up and then I'm ready to go again. So as long as people are, you know, I'm getting the phones ringing and people are buying my music and I'm still ministering, then I'll continue to do what I do. I don't want to travel as much. I like to slow way down, not, you know, maybe do larger venues and not as much eventually. I'm not saying right away, but at some point in my life, because I am 46. But when you truly love what you do, it's wonderful.
If a listener goes out to pick up your project, I'm at Peace, a Praise and Worship Experience, how will they be blessed?
Well, I don't think they'll be disappointed. I believe they're going to be blessed because there's so many different styles really on there, and one thing they'll feel the anointing, and it's the anointing that breaks the yoke, you know. And I thank God for the anointing, and I don't say that braggadociously. I just thank God that He's anointed me. And you know, there's a song on there called it's not mine. I was going to share with you, Saturate. Yes, the 11th song. We did 11 songs on this one, and talks about. You know, I looked up in the dictionary what saturate means. It means soaked, drenched. I want to be soaked and drenched in His presence. I've got people saying, listen, I had to pull on the side of the road while I was playing that song because the presence of God filled my car. And so there's a lot of songs like that on the CD. And so when you hear stuff like that, you just thank God that, you know, you just didn't do another CD to sing a bunch of cute, pretty songs, but songs that are really touching lives. And so I think they'll love it. You know, it's my 10th CD, and I've never done this with any of my other CDs, but I've said it's my favorite. And I've never done that with any of my CDs. People say, what's your favorite? I said, no, well, you know, who's your favorite child? You know, pick your favorite child.
Right, yeah.
And so, but really with this one, I think it has to be my favorite. I love all the songs. I sing all the songs. And a lot of times you do recording, and you might not sing every one of the songs. But this one I did, so I do, so I love it.
Vicki, do you tweet or are you on Facebook?
Oh, I'm on Facebook and Twitter. I tweet, yeah.
Hey, okay. So how could my listeners get in touch with Vicki Yoy?
Yes, my website is VickiYoy.org. I have a Vicki Yoy 2, TWO page on Facebook. My Vicki Yoy page is full. But there's a fan page. I did two personal pages because I just sometimes those fan pages are not so personal, but I usually put where I'm going to be on the fan page. But I have two personal pages, one Vicki Yoy, and it's full, but I got one Vicki Yoy 2, TWO, that I still have some room on that one. And then if you tweet, it's Vicki Yoy.
Vicki, it has been a pleasure. May God continue to bless you, your ministry, your children. You're welcome. And all the great things you do. It has been a pleasure just spending some time with you.
Awesome. Anytime you want to talk to me, I like to talk.
Okay. And
all right.
I have enjoyed our talk. It is our
Thank
guest.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Our guest, Vicki Yoy, on Star 1310.